Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode 1332 of the Weekday Podcast. And today, let's chat about what in the world does the Bible mean when it talks about the renewing of our mind? Simply stated, the renewing of your mind, according to the book of Romans in chapter 12, is interpreting life through the lens of the Bible, of God's Word, and the direction and inspiration of His Spirit, rather than through our experiences, our emotions, our preferences, or opinions. It's a fundamental change toward how we see the world, how we see ourselves, how we see others, and most especially how we see God. Unless a follower of Jesus learns to renew their mind, then they'll continue to walk defeated, struggling, and confused because there's no Spirit-led work going on within them. They'll have no understanding of how or tools with which to see that life, the Spirit-fed life, Spirit-fed and Spirit-filled life happen. So this predicament that a lot of believers find themselves in, they're trying to live lives there where they're following a religious rule. They're trying to be obedient out of some obligation, but they're totally empty of real Spirit-led power. Renewing your mind aligns your mind with the truth of God's Word by learning to recognize what is truth given to us in Scripture and through the Spirit of God, and the difference between those and the lies that Satan has and the enemy wants to speak into our life. It allows us to replace Satan's lies with the truth of God's Word and then reinforce that truth every time Satan comes at them with those lies. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in chapter 10 that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ Jesus. Taking a thought captive literally means to capture or conquer that thought as you identify it and then compare it, in other words, lay it next to God's Word and see how God's Word changes the way you think about it, see it, and act upon it. So think about this. In 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness, though these He has given us His precious and magnificent promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, now that you have escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. I hope you saw that. It's through God's precious promises, His Word, the Bible, that we participate in God's divine nature as His Spirit works and lives within us. But renewing our mind isn't just a spiritual process, but a physiological one as well. When we intentionally change the way we think, then we can align to God's Word, and it literally creates new connections and pathways within our brain that make that process so much easier and more preferred over time. In other words, we are training our mind by letting it absorb God's Word and then meditating on it. So if you want a transformed mind, a renewing of the mind, then it's really as simple as getting with God and letting His Word take over. And so when that happens, it does create those new processes in our brain that become our preferred process. So through that process of neuroplasticity, our brains can literally be reconfigured that allows it to align with the truth of God's Word and thus create the solution strategies and opportunities that make sure that, like the Proverbs, the writer of Proverbs said in chapter 23, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Your thoughts If you want to experience a different life, the abundant life that Jesus promised, we must learn to intentionally renew our mind. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.